chipping in offensively with 4 points, and Morgan Riley's logged the most ice time for the Leafs. He has scored in the last three games, five for Toronto. So underway with John Tavares centering Matthew Nyes and Mitch Marner, the Charlie Coyle line with Brad Marchand out on the ice for Boston. And roll out to play it around for Ilya Lyubushkin, a stretch out at center, deflected across. Here's Riley stepping up, first shot on goal, short side stop.
And that's something early on, the Leafs don't allow the easy entries into the zone for the Bruins to get that offensive zone time.
There's Boqvist testing roll. Boqvist in behind the net, the fourth line for Boston. Late back to Lauri, fanned on that. Reeves trying to chop it away. And now Lyubushkin, as it jumped his stick, but able to backhand out to center. Connor Dewar's return to this fourth line for Toronto with David Camp, who scored for Toronto in game number one. Domi trying to jam it in front. Marner's got it. Lone goal on Saturday. Benoit shot. Bertuzzi rebound. Stopped by Swayman. Down low. Tough to elevate that. Bertuzzi now another chance. And Swayman stopped that.
And you know, for the Bruins, lots in their head. You've got to try to plant a seed of doubt and get them back into thinking something other than the positive play that they've had all year against this Leaf team.
Here's McCabe scores! A face-off win by Max Domi. McCabe with the first Leaf goal by a blue liner, and Toronto has struck first.
Where you got to get bodies to the front of the net. Domi does an excellent job, but look, I think you'd see Swayman never saw that through. Bertuzzi going hard to the net, drew three Boston Bruins, and McCabe just finds a way to get this one through all the traffic. Three layers of Bruins and one of a Maple Leaf, and Swayman's reaction is late. McCabe, who had a career year.
2-on-1. Here's Max Domi across, and that was broken up by Grizzly. Domi. Or Mitch Marner centering it. Bertuzzi knocked down, and the puck up onto the netting. Feed was broken up, but Tavares holds it in. Now Lindholm for Marchand. Up ahead, DeBrusk lost it. Kept alive by Nyes. Right on, and gloved and held by Swayman. Cycles it back into the skates of Bertuzzi. At the line, works across for Riley. Here's Morgan Riley moving in. He put it right on goal, and Swayman will cover. 6:15 left, opening period. And Jake McCabe with the opening goal of game number five. The puck in front scores! Trent Frederick has tied it!
Try to put some pressure on. Here's the dump in. Settled behind the net, a little bit of pressure there by Boqvist, but the backhand pass by Benoit goes off the skate of Maroon and right to the front of the net. A late reaction there by Robertson, who was in pretty good position, but because of the deflection off the skate, it's Frederick on the doorstep.
Pontus Holmberg in behind the net, watched by Grizzly. Hands it off as Riley's in deep now. Back it comes, and Robertson covering the point. Shot on the short side, and that's stopped and held by Swayman. Domi onto the right side. Nylander's in. Pass Heinen across. Tavares right on. And Swayman stopped that down low. Domi and Coyle on the face-off. And another clean win for Max Domi. Riley dumps it in. Bertuzzi chops at it. And Swayman will get a glove on that in the blue paint. Max Domi 5-0 in the offensive zone. Make it 6. And an assist on the Leaf goal from a face-off win. That shot hit a leg. Here's a chance, and Lyubushkin stopped by Swayman. Now Domi on the other side still wins another face-off. 7-0 in the offensive zone. Marner puts it back to the line. Call for it, Domi, and he counters that right on.
Well, you got to rely on guys' pride to show up and try to play their best. You add to it, you're missing a guy like Matthews. Typically, that's where other guys jump up and say, hey, this is my opportunity to play my role. And you know that it's hard to sustain for a long time. All you're worried about is this one game and not worried about trying to win three in a row. Same to be said for the Bruins. Win one game and you're on to the next.
There's Nyes on the puck in the Bruins zone. Checked by Zaka, gets it back. Centers, Nylander couldn't take the hot pass. Back to Nyes. Sends it toward the net. Bouncing in front. Tavares with the shot, but Nylander with the trip.
Been able to generate some offense with some good forechecking. Here's the aftermath afterwards.
And around it goes to the far side. Heinen. Yarncroak challenging him. Here's a chance to come out in front. Wall holds the post and makes the stop, but now the penalty is done. And back onto the ice. Nylander out of the box. He's got a lead to the net. Nylander in, and he hit the post, and it goes out the other way.
And good, smart play. Heads up by Edmondson here. He's got his head up the whole time. Sees that Nylander's coming out. It's tape to tape. Tried to fake the shot, wait him out, and he went short side to that tight little angle over the shoulder. He made the shot, but off the post, and instead of underneath, off the post and out.
Marner gets it back. Max Domi, Riley, slam it across. What a big stop as the Leafs get their looks on this power play.
But the rebound goes back behind. Good retrieval on this one by Marner. And that pass across, a quick one, but Swayman not even worried really about his technique getting across, just threw his body.
And Labushkin, that shot goes wide off the stick of Nylander up top. And it's played past Nylander by Marchand in front. Boquist stopped by Wall.
Of Geeky, and then this last one in tight. Boquist trying to go five holes.
Of the Bruins, stolen by Domi. He's got Bertuzzi with him. Murder late. And that shot blocked in front of Bertuzzi. And he can't get the shot away with Swayman down and out. And
here's the turnover as Pastrnak gives the backhand to the middle. Now Marner, there's a shot. Oh, it's in the knee area that he goes down. And how about Bertuzzi? He's had so many chances in and around tight, but they're all around his feet.
Kyle and the Leafs, without one in their last 10 opportunities, start the third with a minute 38 to power play time.
Yeah, I think his quote was, we need one less mistake, one more play, and
aren't as comfortable 4-on-4. It looked like they're trying to kill him.
Yeah, and Pastrnak's trying to tape his stick there. It looked like he lost the tape.
But here's Coyle in, off the bar! Charlie Coyle whistled one off the crossbar.
Not fucking not giving him a chance. From the short side,
Maroon jumps his stick. And a chance for Duer to get it out. Doesn't. Boquist got it in front. Frederick, great stop. Roll down. And the Leafs trying to cover. And they get a whistle.
Against the fourth line, goes back the other way. Frederick, who's already got one, can't get it up and over. Wall able to spread that right pad out and hold on to the rebound.
Got the two former Moose Jaw Warrior defensemen out for Toronto together, Riley and Edmondson. And here's Marchand, back to the line, nut shot. Oh, looking behind him, and he's pumped down as the whistle sounds.
You're able to hold on after a good chance at the other end. A deflection in front, up in, and Wall holds on.
Charlie Coyle with Lilligren tracking him. Coyle back to the blue line, curls, and it's taken away by Domi, 2-on-1. It's Domi and Bertuzzi. Max Domi in, Bertuzzi in. Swayman's got that.
A turnover at the offensive line on this spin around. Coyle loses control, then knocks Lindholm down. But just the impatience there. Domi looking past the whole time. And by the time this pass comes across, look at how quickly Swayman is across and square.
Dying seconds of the third period. McCabe in the corner. And here's a final shot at the horn, and we're through 60. Who's the hero tonight? And do we play on to Toronto for game six or not? Marchand bouncing puck, and he couldn't come up with that. A hit for John Tavares. Tavares digging in on his off wing to the net. Shoveled in front. Scores! Matthew Nyes has won it. And the Leafs will take it back to game six in Toronto.